Gentlemen, I want us to go back to this masterpiece cake situation, and I want to just set up a scenario, Gary, that I want to ask you about, and then we're going to pray about this before we close the program, because this could be one of the most important decisions ever rendered at the high court, certainly one of the most important decisions that will be rendered this year. I can see a scenario like this taking place. If the court were to rule against Jack Phillips and say you must prepare a cake for a gay couple and for their wedding in violation of your Christian conscience, your deeply held religious beliefs, then what is to prevent a setup situation like this where a gay couple could come to a preacher and say, we want you to come speak at our openly gay congregation? And if the pastor, for whatever reason, said, I don't feel inclined to do that, I'd prefer not to do that, lest my participation there would be viewed as an endorsement of a lifestyle with which I am in complete disagreement. If he were to turn down that obligation or that opportunity to go speak, could he not then be brought into court for discriminatory practices as well, and the government force him to go speak at a place that he really does not want to go speak? Gary, I think you understand where I'm going. What are the ramifications? I mean, I believe they're deep, vast. If the court rules on the wrong side of this, it's going to affect all of us, especially those of us that have positions that we hold that are biblical in nature, if we're forced to violate our very conscience.
Well, Dave, the ramifications are very deep, very broad, and very wide. Because, you know, I see this, among many other things, as an issue of the freedom of religion. I see it certainly as the expression of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. And if the court would come down on the wrong side of this, I think we would see greater attacks on our religious freedoms. I think we would see greater attacks on what pastors preach in the pulpit. I pray that they will come down on the side of Mr. Phillips, simply because of the fact that he is standing on something that's very near and very dear to us here in the United States of America, and that is biblical Christian conviction. And that's why I asked Peggy the question that I did. Traditionally, when cases came before the Supreme Court, or any other court for that matter, if an individual was able to prove that they made a decision based upon their biblical conviction, and then they were able to prove without a doubt what their biblical conviction was, normally the court would take a stand in their favor. And so that's why I ask if Jack Phillips really clearly presented his biblical conviction on this matter, and Peggy indicated that he did. And so if that's the case, I would hope, I would pray, I would believe that the Supreme Court would come down on the side of Jack Phillips. If they do not, David, then, you know, the floodgates will be open to attacks on our religious freedom, to attacks on what we say in the pulpit, to attacks on what we say here on programs like this. And so I think that it's very significant that we pray hard and pray once again for specific constitutional law to be upheld in this particular case.
Sam, let me go to you, because some would say there's a difference here in the scenario that I laid out about a pastor speaking at a church, because with Jack Phillips, there was a product being denied, and basically discrimination, you know, could apply there because you're denying a product being available to the public versus the pastor, you know, being asked to violate his conscience with respect to his speech. So is there a difference here? If so, what is the difference? And then let me ask you about this. What about a pastor that is approached by a gay couple and they say, we want you to perform our wedding ceremony? And he says, well, that's in violation of my firmly held religious beliefs. Could there not be a lawsuit brought there? And how would that be different from the scenario I laid out earlier?
Well, I think before the court, before the law, there is the service or the product being denied is really what all of this is being surrounded. That's the common thing. You are, because who you are or what you think, and you are being prevented from access to something that you want, this gay couple wanting a cake. By being denied that, they are saying your civil rights guaranteed under the Constitution, therefore, are violated. Now, in reality, there's not a civil right under the Constitution to guarantee that. So it is a different matter. If a pastor stands up in a pulpit and preaches, and he preaches against or preaches in favor of someone holding two convictions and moral convictions, then, in fact, that is what he should do. But could the court question that? Yeah, they have in Canada. They have done that. And there are threats of actually trying to limit speech, even on the airwaves like we're talking. But the answer is yes, absolutely, there are. They're not quite connected to the same thing as this specific court ruling, but it all comes down to this. Can the government tell and have the authority to tell people what they can think, what they can say, and what they can do? Or those powers rest in the hands of the people. And short of hurting somebody else or attacking somebody's body or their property, which is where the divine line should be, that's what it comes down to. This is really, is government going to become God? Or is God going to remain God and people be able to operate according to their own conscience? This is a very substantive thing, no matter how you come at it.
Well, indeed it is. And friends, let me tell you quickly how this will unfold. Over the next 7 to 10 days, the justices will meet by themselves in a chamber. They will vote on this masterpiece cake scenario, but the announcement of their decision will most likely not take place until probably the month of June. It could be earlier than that, but typically these big cases are not announced until much later. So we've got a lot to pray about for the next 7 to 10 days.